Dan, I think we can say that most people want better roads and infrastructure. So is the governor trying to present something that is rather politically neutral where voters are concerned?
Well, I think it is true that when you ask people, do you want better roads, the answer is yes. The real question is going to be, are you willing to pay more money to achieve that? And that's still a wide open question, and I think he's sort of punting on that one a little bit.
Susan, what do you think? Is this something the governor is presenting right now to try to rally the troops on either side of the aisle?
I think so. So far, I think the response has been somewhat lukewarm from both Democrats and Republicans. But, you know, let's not forget that the governor just had a pretty big defeat last week with his plan for the new Detroit-Canada bridge. So I think he was probably hoping to come back a little bit with this and try and rally as many folks to his side as possible.
Now, the governor did talk about the bridge in this address, and he talked about it being paid for by the Canadian and federal governments, along with private investment. Ken, how is he going to use this infrastructure plan to move the bridge plan forward?
I don't frankly think they're connected. I believe he's right when he said today he eventually will achieve getting the bridge done. I happen to believe they'll get it through the legislature. That's just my own personal opinion. But I think you have to look at the new international trade crossing issue and this larger infrastructure issue of roads and bridges, sewer and water and broadband as separate issues.
Now, Susan, the governor has proposed eliminating the current 19 cents per gallon tax. It's 15 cents on diesel for motor vehicles and replacing it with a percentage tax at the wholesale level. Is he going to get pushback from his party on this part of his plan?
I would imagine he'll get some pushback. I think a lot of people forgot that former Governor Jennifer Granholm pushed the same thing, and that never went anywhere. Anytime you're doing a tax shift, people are wary. The rule is if one person is going to pay more, then, in general, Republicans are not going to be for it nowadays. And let's not forget that a lot of Republicans had to walk the plank on Governor Snyder's tax shift in the budget from business taxes to individual taxes. So I don't know if they're going to be so eager to do that dance again.
Now, Kim, when we look at this infrastructure plan, how important is it to job creation in the state? Will we see an immediate impact if he's able to move some of this plan forward?
Well, first of all, I think it is important. Construction jobs, the kind we're talking about here, are among the highest paying jobs you could have. And that's one of the arguments he made for the new international trade crossing bridge, is because the jobs it would provide. I think the real issue here, though, is he didn't propose additional funding. He said we needed more money. We need $1.4 billion more, which is, if you found it and spent it, you'd create the jobs. But he really kind of punted there by saying, let's have a dialogue with the Michigan citizens for the next few months about how to raise it. And he really didn't seize the issue and say, this is how we're going to raise the money.
Ken, was there anything in the address that stood out to you as being perhaps a little unusual?
Well, I think the tying water and sewer, and then broadband access to the internet with transit and roads and bridges as an infrastructure message, I think, is unique. Much of this message is good in the sense of reforms, but it's not fundamental in that it moves the state forward.
Susan, your thoughts?
As far as anything that stood out, I mean, obviously, any debate over the gas tax is going to probably dominate everything. The main issue we have in Michigan is that we just don't have a funding mechanism right now to repair all of our roads and bridges, and the details of that are going to be pretty critical, and we'll see what they are.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.